you, Jesus. You are my King. You're my Lord. I come to praise you tonight. Hallelujah. Holding nothing back from you, Lord.
Holding nothing from God tonight. I said this morning in the message, please make sure I have plenty of mic. Thank you. I spoke to everybody this morning. I said, each of us have something to do for God. God wants us all to be soul winners. Amen? So you just... He didn't save us to sit on a pew in the morning. Amen? You can agree if you want to. It doesn't matter. It's still the same. Amen. If you'll turn in your Bibles to Jonah chapter 1. Jonah chapter 1, we're going to read verse 1 through 3. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But listen to Jonah. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So look at that. God said, I want you to go to Nineveh. And he decided to go to Tarshish. And because he didn't go to Nineveh, he fled from the presence of the Lord. So what's that say for us? If God says, I want you to witness to your coworker, and we don't do it, are we fleeing the presence of God? Think about it. Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now listen, he went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. God, right now, speak to us. Let your will be done here tonight. God, I pray that you'll help us, Lord, never to run from your presence. Never, God, run from what you've asked us to do. Help us right now. Give us praise, Lord, and touch each one here tonight. In Jesus' name, anoint your servant to speak here tonight. We praise you. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise as you're seated. Hallelujah. I want to speak to you paying a high price at a low place. Paying a high price at a low place. I talked to you probably a week or two ago about the will of God. And I talked to you about the will of decree, or God's sovereign will, is something that we cannot change. I talked to you about the will of God's, the will of command. When God commands us to do things, we can or cannot do. It's our choice. But tonight I'm going to talk to you of another will of God, but it is in the realms of the will of command. You see, in this passage of Scripture, God proclaimed to Jonah, folks, that he had a plan or a will for Jonah to carry out. The will of God, folks, understand tonight, is a mysterious thing. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, he says, rejoice always. It says, pray without ceasing. In verse 18, it says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. What's that scripture saying? See, there are three aspects to the will of God for your life. And that includes everyone in this service today. Okay? If you're here and you're breathing and you're hearing me, I'm talking to you. The scripture, the three aspects for the will of God in your life. Number one is rejoice always. Pray without ceasing and give thanks in everything. Come on. This is the will of God for everyone, but it is only the foundation. When you go to look at a house, folks, do you go to look at the foundation? Or do you look at, man, look at a house. Look at the windows in the house. Oh, I love the roof line. Or how many times do you say, look at that beautiful foundation? Anybody ever do that? No. Foundations are, in most cases, are block or brick or poured. We don't care about it as long as it doesn't leak. So the will of God, when he tells us he wants us to rejoice, he wants us to pray without ceasing, he wants us to give thanks, and that's just the foundation. If you have ever noticed that the foundation on most every building or every house, they all look pretty much the same. It's what is built on top of that foundation that sets apart, folks, and it distinguishes one house from the next. It is the same in our walk with God. As a Christian, folks, you should all, amen, rejoice in the Lord. You should all pray without ceasing. You should all give thanks to everyone, amen. But folks, it is the same in our walk with God as that foundation. That's the foundation. That's what we should do automatically. But it's what is built on top of that foundation what makes a difference. I have just read to you the foundation of the will of God for your life. It's the same for everybody here. But what sets us apart as individual Christians with individual lives, with individual ministries, is what we build upon the common foundation. You follow me tonight? There is a common will of God for all of us. But there is also a perfect will of God for your life as an individual. Now, when you read in Acts chapter 18, verse 26, this is talking about Apollos. He said, so he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. And when Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. You see, there's a difference between God's perfect will and his permissive will. In Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And listen to what else he says. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Listen, if you want to do something for God, you got to get thinking different. If you want to build on top of that foundation that I was talking about, you have to start thinking differently. You got to let God change your way you think. You cannot do anything for God and be successful in living and doing a great ministry for God if you do not change the way you think. You cannot think like the world and do anything for God. Your reasonable service is that common will of God that we just read about. You see, but when Paul begins to move into a deeper understanding with the will of God, he says, do not be conformed. In other words, put into the same mold as the world. That's what Paul's saying. Do not be conformed. Don't be put in that same mold as the world. You cannot act like the world and do the things of the world and be successful in your ministry for God. He says, be ye transformed. In other words, changed, made to be different from everybody else. How do we do this? By renewing your mind. And this takes place by faithful church attendance, consistent prayer, consistent Bible reading, so that you can prove, folks, God's perfect will in your life. God's perfect will for your life. Do you want to do God's perfect will for your life? Now, I'm feeling some of you are struggling with this. And so I have come with a word directly from God for you. And I'm asking you to please listen. God wants to raise up some of you to be great tools in His hand. Amen. And God, folks, is on your side. But you also have two things working against you. Number one is your flesh. And number two is the enemy of your soul. Now, is there anybody here that would say, Pastor, I want to get real tonight. Pastor, I want to get honest tonight. Come on, I don't want to leave here the same way. Come on, is there anybody here that says, Pastor, preach it to me. Come on, Pastor, tell me the way it is. I've got to do a great will for God. I want to be in the perfect will of God. If you'll say that tonight, let me minister to you. What I'm preaching to you is like medicine. It's going to be hard to swallow sometimes, but it sure will make you better. Could somebody say out loud right now, preach to me, Pastor? Okay. Let's look at Jonah chapter 1. It says in verse 1 says, Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare. Listen, folks, he paid to go away from the presence of God. He paid to go away from the will of God. Now, you may not think you're paying, but you are. And he went down into it to go to them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Listen, God revealed to Jonah what his perfect will was for him. And folks, God has revealed to everybody here tonight, because you've heard your pastor over and over talking to you about getting involved in the things of God, talking to you about being a witness to your neighbor, talking to you about doing home Bible studies, talking to you about going to small group and being a part of what God is doing in this church. You have heard it time and time and time again. But are you paying the fare? You see, he was to go preach repentance to the city of Nineveh. But Jonah refused. Verse 3 makes this statement, but Jonah arose to flee from the presence of the Lord. That is exactly what some of you in this service have been doing. You told me to preach to you. Some consciously, maybe you're doing it consciously. I'm not doing what God wants. And maybe some of you are doing it subconsciously. It is, you're doing it in a lot of cases because of fear. Maybe you're doing it here tonight because of fear of inadequacy. Maybe you're doing it here tonight because you have fear of being unworthy. Maybe it's fear of having to separate yourself from people. I'll say it again. Maybe you won't do God's will because you have a fear of having to separate yourself from people or things going on in your life right now. But folks, let me tell you my responsibility to you. It is my responsibility. It is my obligation to tell you where that behavior is going to lead you. Four times in chapter 1 and 2, the Bible makes a statement, Jonah went down. He went down to Joppa. He went down to the ship. He went down into the lowest parts of the ship. He went down into the belly of a great fish. You see, Joppa, we've heard of Joppa before, haven't we? Joppa is the place where God rebuked Peter for his racism and revealed to him his perfect will for his life. You see, you remember the story of Peter, God bringing down the sheet? That's in Joppa. There in Joppa, Peter did not want to go to Cornelius. And he had this vision come down of this sheet with animals that Jews would not partake of. And God, he told God, he said, no, I'm a good Jew. I won't eat of it. And this happened three times. And what did God tell him? Don't call unclean what I have cleansed. I want you to go to Cornelius. You see, folks, the ship, you know what the ship is? The ship is nothing more than a way to cross an unstable circumstance. The great fish. The fish was the lowest point in Jonah's life. Where's God going to have to take you to get his perfect will done through you? The fish was used by God to close in on Jonah enough to get Jonah's attention. It was Jonah's circumstantial imprisonment. Jonah had been bound, folks, by his circumstance. Verse 3 tells us how so much more than meets the eye when it makes this statement. It says, Jonah found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare. Folks, that's an understatement. Jonah was now paying the price for his decision to run from the will of God and the calling of God. I'm telling you, folks, you better understand where you're at when God is telling you that you need to do his will, that you need to get your act together, because you're going to pay for that decision. I don't think there's anybody here that would like to spend three nights in the belly of a fish. So it tells me that Jonah was very uncomfortable. And wherever God takes you to get your attention is going to be very uncomfortable. Because you know what happened to Jonah when he was there? He began to pray. Jonah was paying the price for his decision. For his decision to run from God, to leave the presence of God. You will pay a price, folks, from running from the call of God on your life. But there's another part of the story. As Paul Harvey would say, now the rest of the story. Jonah 1, verse 4. But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea. So the ship was about to be broken up. You see, God sent, hear me, God sent a terrible circumstance into Jonah's life. Not to punish him, but to show Jonah mercy. You see, God loves you so much, and God wants to use you so much, that he will bring things into your life to show you mercy. What's the enemy say? Oh, look at that mean old God. What's he doing now? You see, you don't understand your God if you're thinking that. God didn't do this to Jonah to punish him. He's paying a price. But God didn't do it to punish him. He did it to show him mercy. God could have zapped him dead. You will, folks, you may realize in your mind tonight that you have been running from God. You have been running from the call of God in your life. But I want to let you know that God has shown you enough mercy to you tonight to let you hear this message of Jonah so that you don't have to hit rock bottom. You don't have to hit the low place in your life or pay the high price of running from God. In Matthew 12, verse 40 through 41, for as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up again, rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And indeed, a greater than Jonah is here. You can listen to the voice of God tonight as He's calling you close to Him. He's saying, don't run from me. Don't write this off, that what I'm asking you to do. I'm calling you. I want to use you. Don't write it off. Don't pay the price that is higher than you want to pay. The stand. You see, folks, hear me tonight. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. It will cost you more than you wanted to pay. And it will keep you longer than you intended to stay. I'm asking you tonight, will you come to this altar and cry out to God before things get any worse or getting out of hand and say, God, forgive me for not doing your will. Forgive me, God, from running from your presence. God, help me, Lord, to be diligent in doing your will. Will you come to the altar? Let's commit ourselves and obey the perfect will of God for our lives tonight. Hallelujah. God, bless your people here tonight. Bless your people here tonight, God.